I want to begin this morning by reading to you a quote. And then I'm going to ask if there's anybody that might know who said this and when. Since we ought to be no less persuaded that the propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself hath ordained. Let me read that again. Since we ought to be no less persuaded that the propitious smiles, the benevolent, the generous, the propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right, which heaven itself hath ordained. Anyone? It is. It's George Washington. The occasion? His first inaugural address. And so this was him speaking his heart for our nation. And then the very first act, in essence, of our nation, if you will, you know, George Washington leading the way, the very first act, what'd you say? Exactly. They walked from wherever it was that the inaugural address was to a little stone church. Actually, it wasn't so little. At the time of its construction, or when it was completed in 1766, a few years even before, what, like 20, the inaugural address was actually 1789. So it's a few years, more than a decade after our independence, but this was 10 years, completed 10 years before our nation's independence. In fact, survived, as I'm going to digress here, it survived, as I recall, a massive fire that the British set and burned much of New York City. Because you realize, you historians, that our nation's capital wasn't Washington, D.C. at the time of the beginning of our nation. And anyhow, the inaugural address took place in New York City. The first act that President Washington did was go and lead in prayer, which was pretty cool thing. To say the least, yes, very important thing. This is also, of course, probably a better way to announce where this is really at Ground Zero. And with that, it is the place, you can show the next slide if you would. The exact place, or did you already, was it already there? The exact place of where all, as you can see, virtually all the buildings in the area were destroyed. And I am told, in fact, I was, when was I first at, the first visit was in February of 2006. That I got, it was actually on the occasion of my return from my first trip to Israel. Had a little layover in New York City, and so I took the occasion to go down, and I was just more interested in seeing New York City. Never been there before, and found myself at Ground Zero, and was just, as you not just would expect, but you would experience yourself, just literally, you know, moved to tears, and then was in this St. Paul's Cathedral is what it is. And unaware just of the close proximity and the fact of virtually other buildings that were surrounding destroyed, not a pane of glass was destroyed or bothered or damaged, that they believe that this building was spared by a miracle sycamore tree that in fact was hit by debris. Now I'm going to just leave that alone because I've actually spent way more time talking about it than I really intended. But I want to say this: as we know, we are becoming a nation that has less and less regard for eternal rules of order and right, and therefore ought to be no less persuaded that the propitious smiles of heaven can no longer be expected, but in fact, judgment. That's my read of where we are currently. And then I want to add to that a big, in all caps, unless, which is the title of what I believe is a prophetic series that in the next few weeks, I want to say three or four, but it may be longer, and I in fact hope it is, that I want to share with you as I want to read just a list of events that have served to impact me in the last few months. And many of what I'm going to read will, you know, these perhaps have impacted some of you as well. How many of you saw the video? I know it was released on YouTube. The YouTube video of Rabbi Jonathan Kahn's address. Basically, it's a presidential address.